in many, many places around the world, we're choosing to address the uncertainty and the chaos and occasional disasters like hurricanes. We're approaching it with top-down controlling leadership, and it's not helping. It actually only creates more chaos. My basic realization is that we need to be able to mobilize community. We need to be able to work together in entirely new ways and discover the resources that are available in people. And a lot of these are people that we have just discounted or rejected or felt they weren't useful. I've been doing quite a lot of work in hurricane relief situations along the Gulf Coast. And New Orleans is included in that. And it's just so obvious that we have a tremendous wealth of resources and people that shows up during a disaster. And so the question that I'm really putting out for people is, how can we start to prepare our communities to deal with uncertainty and not look for the leader, not look to ourselves as the one who has to figure it out alone, or not look to new legislation and laws as a way to deal with uncertainty, but actually how do we mobilize the resource that is community? My most recent book is actually called Finding Our Way, Leadership for an Uncertain Time. I have 4 books out.
And so can you give us an example then of this leadership from the bottom up, this community-based leadership as opposed to top-down leadership?
Well, you see it every time that a community goes through a disaster. You see people rushing in to help. You see people offering during hard economic times, offering food banks and being a resource for each other. You see it when the lights go out for 2 weeks along the east coast of Florida, and people really work to support one another. This is not new. It's just in our current American mentality, we wait for the government to come in and solve our problems, or we want our elected leaders to solve our problems. But in communities around the world forever in human existence, we've actually known that we have to rely on each other. Ironically, it's the communities in the states that have the least economic resources who long ago discovered that, we're all in this together. So this is not a new idea. This is just a return of something that has been evident in most communities for thousands of years, that we really need each other and we really are in this together. It's just a current day need because America, and not only America, but in many places in the world, we are now looking to leaders save and rescue us, and people are withdrawn and cynical and keep demanding more and more of their former leaders. But actually, we really do need to learn how to work together again in ways that were true in our past and are very necessary right now.
Tuesday night, you'll be speaking at University of South Florida, St. Petersburg campus. What are the details there?
It begins at 7:30. It's in the Campus Activity Center, and the parking is free. I will be speaking for probably about an hour. I have a very lively presentation that has a number of stories from the communities I've worked in around the world and along the Gulf Coast, and I promise that it will be highly relevant.